The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
TUE Hotline.
It's 7 o'clock.
In Sweet Sydney Town.
TUE, celebrating 90 years in Sydney.
For Bingley.
Channel 95.
On the brighter TUE.
We've got music, the top DJs.
The 1950s saw a revolution on TUE and for Australian radio.
We got music, the top 40. We got the top-selling music in the land today.
When long-time owners, the Lamb family, bought the station in 1956, it was considered make-or-break time. Television had just started. Did radio really have a future? Stuart Lamb was a visionary of the Australian media and a risk-taker. He travelled to the US and witnessed a new wave sweeping the country. Top 40 music.
Wake up, please, Susie, wake up.
Rock.
This is Johnny O'Keefe. I remember TUE because they were the first people in Australia to start Top 40. I've had many records on the TUE Top 40.
Out went the serials, in came the hit tunes. Then the great Gary O'Callaghan's words.
My prediction when the boss announced the format change in the first place, the Top 40 will never work.
With station manager Alan Faulkner, the pair programmed more and more music for the station.
Where is the sun that shone?
TUE, which is the top station in Sydney, went on all their surveys.
All of a sudden, that's the biggest seller of the week.
It's a beautiful song. The record that in town, you can buy it on Columbia, and you heard it on the Long John Show on the brighter TUE.
In March 1957, TUE released its first weekly Top 40 chart. The music was played by a fresh team of star DJs, many who went on to become some of the biggest names in history. Gary O'Callaghan, Bob Rogers and John Laws.
Everybody was desperate to get records before anybody else got them, and it was a very competitive era. But a very exciting one at this station because this was the first station to really do it successfully.
Heidi hoody, everybody. This is Bob Rogers.
A rickapooty and a van doogly. This is Ward Pally Austin.
We all tried to impersonate what they were doing in the United States, and we all had our own tricky phrases.
Despite the growing popularity of TV, the Top 40 music format proved radio could evolve and be as vital as ever to the lives of everyday Australians.
Celebrating 90 years with Bingley, offering the best value from Australia's favourite brands since 1957.
Sydney's original, 2UE 954.